makes the catch at the 30, the 20, the 10, 5, rock and roll, touchdown, Texans!
Hello, and welcome to the HoustonTexans.com podcast.
Thanks, Mark. Hi, Texans fans. Thanks for joining us. I'm Brooke Bentley with Texans Today, the game day edition. We have the weekend wrap-up from the Texans' 22-23 loss at Dallas. We'll get analysis from Coach Gary Kupiak. Dr. Walter Lowe discusses Harry Williams' injury. Plus, we'll hear from quarterback Matt Shaw. But first, don't forget to sign up for the Pancakes and Pigskins breakfast on September 9th. The chance to eat with the rookies and listen to GM Rick Smith.
Flight 72. Flight 72.
All of Texas Stadium went silent when Houston receiver Harry Williams went down with a neck injury in the first quarter and lay paralyzed on the field. Williams immediately was taken to the hospital and will undergo surgery on Sunday. Texans team physician Dr. Walter Lowe explained Williams' fracture.
So the update on Harry, you know, Harry had an injury in the first quarter tonight that was an injury where he was paralyzed on the field. He was mobilized, taken to Presbyterian Hospital here where he's been evaluated throughout the course of the game. From the minute he got in the ambulance, his neurologic function started to return. And that neurologic function, that means he can feel in his hands, feel in his feet, move his hands, move in feet, has returned to almost normal. Not quite normal yet, but almost normal. The workup at Presbyterian was just being completed literally just a few minutes ago. Shows he has a significant injury to his spine with a small fracture at a high up level, C3, and an unstable sort of ligamentous injury to the back of his spine that's going to require surgery this weekend to stabilize his spine.
The Texans carried on without Williams. Quarterback Matt Schaub got off to a shaky start, but was able to find his rhythm and finish with 166 passing yards.
I'm ready. You know, I think our team, you know, we did a lot of good things this preseason. Obviously, this game, you know, we'd like to come out on top, but there's a lot to learn from this tape, especially because the first 2 weeks we're going to face a 3-4 defense. So there's a lot to learn from this film, but I feel like we've done a lot of good things.
On Saturday, Kubiak evaluated the game. He liked what he saw from his quarterback and receivers, but he was most impressed with running back Steve Slayton and Chris Taylor, who carried the bulk of the load with Amon Green and Chris Brown missing the game with injuries.
Let me start with the offense. First off, offensively, I think the big bright spots for us offensively were the play of Chris Taylor and Slayton. You know, got put in a situation against a dang good football team where they basically were the starters in the game, even though Chris started the game. And they both rose to the occasion. They played well in protection, which is something we've been concerned about. And Dallas came after us a lot, and we did not give up a sack. And they ran the ball extremely well, and both of them got better as the game went on. So that's the best thing we're feeling best about today on the offensive side of the ball. Our receivers continue to play well. Mac got off to a slow start, as we all know, but his play and the way he played after the slow start was the thing that got us back in the football game and gave us a chance. The thing we did not do well, you know, I was disappointed with how we protected the quarterback. You know, we did not give up a sack. But a lot of that credit's got to go to some of the backs and the way that our quarterbacks found a way to get rid of the football. We can protect a lot better. We can play a lot better at inside. And so those are things I was disappointed in offensively. I was also impressed with how we ran the ball as a group. You know, we stayed committed to it. And as the game went on, I thought we got better doing it.
The defense was another story. There was no pass rush, so Tony Romo had all day to throw the ball and pick apart the Texans' secondary, especially corner Jock Reeves. Also, the run defense struggled to contain back Marion Barber, who recorded 75 yards rushing.
Look at the defense. It's hard to find a lot of positives, to be honest with you. They moved the ball on us very well. The thing that we did extremely well was get turnovers. You know, it just goes to show in this league, if you don't turn it over and you do get some turnovers, you got a chance to win every game. And the way they moved the ball on us, the turnovers kept us in the football game and gave us a chance to win. So that's the biggest positive. The things that continue to be very positive, Mario's continues to play extremely well. We got to continue to find him some help up front. Indy Kalu continues to be the best finisher in the pass rush mode for us with what he does. Zach Dowles is becoming a fine player. I think doing some really good things. Fagan's really played well. I mentioned that. Petey came in and probably played as well as anybody on the back end. But you know, they move the ball too well on us. We've got to do a lot better job. We did come after them some with our linebackers and stuff, and we were ineffective with that. So, you know, there's plenty of things we got to get corrected, and we got to give some other guys some opportunities. As I've told y'all, we've been moving some people around. I think Del Juan deserves some opportunities with the first group. I think Jesse Nading deserves some opportunities to rush the passer more. So we'll get those guys more involved this week.
The head coach will have until Tuesday to cut five people from the roster.
Well, we got till Tuesday, you know, to get down to the 75 limit by Tuesday. So, you know, I don't know, John. I mean, it could be one tomorrow, one Monday. It could be all Tuesday. We'll see. We got a lot of work to do here tonight, tomorrow, and some decisions to make. So, but we got to be final from that standpoint by Tuesday.
As always, thanks for listening. We'll be back on Sunday with the latest Texans news. And remember, it's always football time in Houston.
Texans.